Isaiah 9 verse 1 and 2. כי לא מואף לאשר מוצק לה, כעת הראשון הקל ארץ הזבולון וארץ הנפתלי, והאחרון הכביד דרך הים עבר הירדן גליל הגויים. העם ההולכים בחושך ראו אור גדול, יושבי בארץ צלמוות אור נגע עליהם. These verses are the base of the statement claiming that the chosen one, the Messiah, will come out of Galilee, out of the region of Galilee. Verse 1 says, nevertheless, there will be no more gloom for those who were in distress. In the past, he humbled the land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali, but in the future, he will honor Galilee of the Gentiles by the way of the sea along the Jordan. That's verse 1. Verse 2, the people walking in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of the shadow of death, a light has dawned. First of all, Zebulun and Naphtali were the tribes that inhabited the northern Galilee region. And in Kings 2, verse 15-29, they were the first to fall before the Assyrians. Zebulun and Naphtali were the base of corruption and they were heathens. And God says in this verse, Isaiah predicts, that this region would reap the privilege of providing the light, of providing the Savior. The redemption or the Messiah would come from that area, Tiberias, Galilee, Nazareth. It's all that area of Zebulun and Naphtali. There is a reference to the sea in the verse. It talks about that he will honor to the sea towards the Jordan. In Matthew 4:13, talks about Jesus leaving Nazareth and coming to dwell in Capernaum, and which is by sea in the regions of Zebulun and Naphtali, meaning the Kinneret. That was something that connected. That was the big lake that connects Jordan, מעבר לירדן, and Galilee, which is the region of Tiberias and Nazareth. After that, verse 2, all those people walking in the darkness, meaning all those people who dwelled on those regions, as we said before, those regions were tainted and was considered as heathen, will see the light. And all those living in the land of the shadow of death, because this land has suffered many casualties and being conquered back and forth, will recognize that the light have dawned. So Isaiah 9 talks a lot about the coming of the Messiah. We are to understand that this light, this redemption, this Messiah would come out of Galilee, and he will come out of the most corrupt part of the land, and he is the one that will bring out forth light and will claim the title of the Redemptor, the Messiah, the Chosen One.